It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Act like gents. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We got an NFL legend, two boys in the aquarium, and a big-eared blogger. Good morning, everybody. How we doing?
We are fantastic. I am.
Great, man.
Just chilling.
Yeah, he's chilling today.
It sounded rough right
there.
We got
some things going on. We got to. Jeff, I think I may have it, though. I'm going to let you know.
All right, we're working on whatever that is.
Yeah.
I went to MGM last night for the game.
We'll what get time into, you leave?
We can start there if you prefer.
Yeah.
What time you think I left?
10:30.
Over.
You watched the whole game?
I watched the whole game.
Huh.
And I got receipts because I know how you guys are.
Who are you riding with? You drove yourself?
I got an Uber.
Oh.
And I can, you know how Uber operates. Boom. I left MGM National Harbor at 11:39 p.m.
Okay.
How about that, landfill? And the haters said it wouldn't happen.
Well.
Watch the whole game. Dude, we had a blast. They have, at Tap Sports Bar, they have, Sriracha Hot Honey Wings. Bang.
Hey, we've been at those.
I hadn't had them. I usually just get Buffalo.
We had them in, when we went in there doing the show.
Okay, well, they're good. Maybe I forgot about them. Biagi ordered onion rings. Hadn't had an onion ring with ranch dressing in a while. Banging. Great night. Dude, Pete Haley's back in town. He hung out with us.
Oh, man.
We made
everything just got a little less.
I made $20 playing blackjack.
Ooh.
How about that? $20 whole landfill. Rich. Now, that does not offset that I haven't.
I'm rich.
I haven't won a sports bet since Saturday. And to a lot of people, that's only 2 days, no big deal. But that doesn't really comprehend the volume of sports betting I do on a daily basis. So the $20 blackjack winnings did not necessarily offset the last 2 days of just, you know how I like to pick winners? That's what life's all about,
yeah,
picking winners.
Picking winners, but
I've been picking
been
losers.
It. Yeah.
Your Yankees, Jeff Lanfill, could have scored another run. The Cleveland Indians could have. Men on second and third.
You can't Guardians, get, men are the Guardians.
The Guardians, pardon me. They couldn't get one more in? You couldn't get that to eight? Anywho, Jets-Bills last night. The battle of B. Mitch's favorite quarterback.
The damn Mets. Woo. Destroying my job.
Yeah. Did you watch the game?
Football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I was happy that the evil one lost.
To throw a pick like that to end the game, now 2 weeks in a row, basically throwing picks to end games.
Bruh, listen to me. when your offense is terrible, you don't fire a defensive head coach. And then whoever's standing on the sideline, the guy that they have as the interim head coach,
Ulbrich,
he looked lost.
He's never been a head coach in his life, and he gets the job in week six.
But he's a
like,
coach.
It's not an ideal scenario.
At least have a heartbeat. He looked a little bit like our guy. He was like this.
For whoever's concerned about Seibert, I don't think you should be. I bet the Jets wish they kept Seibert instead of Zuerlein. I mean, he was missing field goals both directions. Clearly, the wind was swirling up there, and I've been in the Meadowlands when the wind gets crazy.
You got to have one miss, Jay. You can't have both. If you're missing both ways, it's a problem right there.
Bro, I know all about it with the driver. I thought for the Jets, when Breece Hall, who had a really good game, and I don't necessarily want to knock him that much, but Breece Hall busted that long run, the 45-yarder, right? He's got to score there. Mm-hmm. And I recognize that you run 45 yards and you're gassed, but he had one man to beat. And he didn't even seem to try to beat him.
Week six in the NFL, and a running back is gassed after 45 yards?
How's he not score there? You got one man to beat, and it didn't seem – like, he didn't necessarily try a move on him, and he didn't necessarily try to run him over. Like, something's got to happen when you're trying to get to the end zone, right?
Yeah.
When they didn't score there, I just thought
– Doink.
I watched B get sucked into a highlight on television, and then you provide the audio. Seriously, if that's you and you know the moment and there's one defender to beat.
Yeah, give him some.
Like, if you're making that play, and there's one man to beat and you're trailing and the score puts you ahead in the fourth quarter. Are you hard on yourself after if you don't get in?
Yeah.
Like, what is that film study like?
I mean, the film study, hell, as soon as you, the whole time the rest of the game goes on, I should have scored. You know, give him something. But if he could have been tired, maybe they just not working hard enough.
I remember a couple weeks ago when we were watching Miami, Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech had a real chance at that upset, and the kid had the pick six, and then he didn't get in, and then they faked the field goal. They got no points out of it. I knew in that moment they were cooked. I was like, all right, you got to score there. I just thought when they couldn't punch that in, they were
dead. When you're watching most games and you see something happen and you go, if they get a touchdown here, they're good. If they don't, they're going to have a problem. I look at the interception and we get a field goal.
Yeah, dude.
That comes back to haunt you.
But listen, man,
when you start seeing little
stuff. You wonder what that looks like if Washington gets up 7-0 on the opening drive.
But see, when you're watching a game – and you know all the things that are going on with the Jets and how everything is going. And then you watch that game last night. You know that there is some ish going on with that team.
You know who else?
They're not together.
I agree with that totally. And, dude, you got Reddick. And anytime the owner's making statements, like, it's just, it's not good. Rodgers finishes the night 23 of 35, 294, two touchdowns. But he throws the pick at the end, which gives them no chance.
Mm-hmm.
Breece Hall had a good game. 18 carries for 113 yards. He busted the long of 42. You don't get in the end zone, bro. You're not necessarily helping much.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett Wilson, Lazard had a touchdown. Tischler had, I think Mitch made like $1,200 on that Lazard touchdown somehow. Mm-hmm. I think it was high odds, and he kind of hammered it. Josh Allen, though, for a guy that doesn't always. I thought on a windy night in an absolute must-win for Buffalo, was very under control.
Yeah, he like I said, the reason I always have an issue with I've had issues with him because when you are of that caliber a quarterback, you're not the ones to be making the mistakes in the great moments. And he's made some good ones, but he made a lot of mistakes there. Last night he didn't make those mistakes.
No mistakes last night. Had a touchdown.
I was worried at the end when he slid and the guy was tackling him. And his leg got caught on him a little bit.
The same thing.
I'm like, dude, you just got to just get down before he can hit you.
I think Allen was pretty damn precise, especially after that the Bills' previous game had to be the worst of his career. He was 9 of 30 in that game. Yeah. Last night, Josh Allen goes 19 of 25 for 215, two touchdowns. Had some rushing yards, but had the touchdown on the ground as well. They find out it seemed pretty close to game time that Cook wasn't going to be able to play, so they turned it over to
bottom headline.
There you go. Looks like rap sheet saying Devontae Adams to the Jets should be done today. There's no way he's going anywhere else.
Yeah.
He's sat out the last two games. So what are the Raiders supposed to do?
But if Devontae Adams goes to the Jets, you think people are going to believe Aaron Rodgers when he said, I had nothing to do with Saleh getting fired?
Oh, wow. Pelissero's got it here. The Jets are sending a – this is happening right now. Jets are sending a 2025 third-round pick that can become a second-rounder to the Raiders for Devontae Adams. New York takes on the rest of Adams' salary and gets a chance to reunite him with Aaron Rodgers.
So now they got three big-time receivers. They had two last night. One was 6 for 100-and-something, one for 8 for 100-and-something. You're going to add a third guy to it, does it mess up their rhythm? Well, they don't have no rhythm any damn way.
I don't know that they're 2-4. You're adding Adams now. You've got Wilson. You've got Lazard. I mean, is that does Devontae? All right, so this is now official. Like, who's doing updates this morning? News. Let them know. Devontae Adams is a Jet. They're 2-4. How different do you think this makes things for the Jets?
I don't know how much difference it's going to make it.
Right now, the Jets are the 10 seed in the AFC at 2-4. The Broncos are ahead of them at 3-3. The Colts are ahead of them, the Chargers, the Steelers. Do you think now that they have Devontae Adams, the Jets are catching any of the following? Kansas City?
No.
Houston?
No.
Baltimore?
Nah.
The Bills, first place in their division.
They should have got them last night.
Yeah. If you're going to get it done Saturday so you can have the guy for Monday night.
Yeah.
Like, are they that stupid and simple-minded that they needed last night's loss to push them over the finish line?
My thing is, you got rid of your defensive head coach when your offense was the one that was sputtering. You played a game last night. Your quarterback threw an interception. So you go get another receiver. Is that going to make this team better? They've gone everything offense ever since Aaron Rodgers got there. Is it going to help them? Maybe. But it doesn't seem like it. When you start allowing one person to get everything they want, your whole team could get screwed up. That chemistry gets a little messed up, they're going to have problems. We'll see.
When is Rodgers on McAfee? Today? Tomorrow? I can't wait for him to again say, yeah, you know, I had nothing to do with this, but really excited to welcome Devontae in. So let's just look at the wild card teams in the AFC as of now. Yo, because we're week 6. Like, the weather's cold. The leaves are falling. This ain't September anymore.
Uh-huh.
Steelers are 4-2. That offense is so bad that I don't know how real that is. But
their defense is so damn good.
And the head
coach.
They
always have a chance.
The head coach just grinds out wins.
Yeah.
The Steelers are 4-2. It's the same math we can apply to Washington. You only need to get to 9 to get in. They played 6. They got 11 left. They got to go 5-6 down the stretch. Mm-hmm. I think they do it. The Chargers are 3-2. Jim Harbaugh says his heart has to stop beating for him to stop coaching. I kind of think the Chargers get in. The 7 seed is certainly wide open in the AFC. You've got the Colts and the Broncos at 3-3. Neither of those teams are good. The Dolphins are 2-3. The Jets are 2-4. You still have the Bengals lurking there at 2-4.
Mm-hmm.
I think the rest of these teams are god-awful. I don't know. The Jets, dude. What a train wreck. And
that it is.
Rodgers throwing picks at a rate he really hasn't done in his career.
I mean, he has thus far.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Because he normally finished seasons with 4-7. He may have that already.
He's got 5 already.
4-7.
Bro, like, the last 2 years in Green Bay, when they traded for Love, and then, in my opinion, he recommitted himself because he was pissed off. He won the MVP in 2020. He had 48 touchdowns against 5 picks in 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
This year, he's got 9 touchdowns to 5 picks. He just, the completion percentage down, all of it's down. Good luck. Jeffrey, Davante Adams, does that make the Jets a playoff team?
Of course. He's with Rodgers. And they got a defense. Breece Hall. Oh, yeah. Even though they were, I think they were a playoff team before they got Davante Adams. But
they're 2-4.
I think letting the coach go is going to affect the defensive play.
You think so?
I'm telling you.
So you think for real that this changes everything?
Yo, it can. We've seen it before.
Let me ask a more pertinent question then, Jeff. Davante Adams to the Jets costs a third rounder that may become a second. Is there a certain burgundy and gold Ashburn-based team that you wish would have made that deal?
They wouldn't have done that deal with them.
I don't think Davante would have done it. That's what I'm saying. Just hypothetical.
So we can sit up here and say we won, but our team, he wasn't coming here.
I don't know that we know now in the Jaden world. But
he wasn't coming here.
A third.
He already went out there and threw a hand grenade at DC. He wasn't coming here.
A third for a third that could become a second for Davante, Jeff. You want that?
I would have took that, no lie. I would have taken that.
Davante Adams so far this season has played 3 games, has 18 catches for 209 yards and a touchdown. He also hasn't played the last 2 weeks with a hamstring.
Watch him play this weekend.
I bet his hamstring gets better.
He's going to be full speed this weekend. hamstring has already healed.
Remember when...
As soon as he signed that thing, his hamstring... Oh, I feel better.
Remember when Jacoby was benched all year and never got a chance to compete for the job, and then they wanted to turn to him in week 16 and his hamstring got hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Hamstrings are funky, man. Hamstrings. Good luck to the Jets, man. Good luck to the Jets. They did just get an extra third rounder for Jahan. Could have called. I don't think Davante Adams gets the Jets into the playoffs. We'll see, though. They are playing good defense. Breece Hall last night.
I didn't hear Aaron Rodgers talk after the game, but Greg is saying, didn't he throw his receiver under the bus last night?
Probably. Well, what, on the touchdown throw to Garrett Wilson that he couldn't make?
Garrett Wilson will go right back at him, though.
Yeah. How does Garrett Wilson feel about Davante coming to town?
We're going to find out, won't we?
The other thing, because this trade just broke, if you just got in your car, Davante Adams to the Jets, done deal. Raiders didn't get a lot back there. I think you really got to wonder about Crosby as we get closer to the trade deadline. I get that Pierce might not want him to go, and if I was Pierce, I wouldn't either. But if they have a competent person in the front office, and I don't know that they do, they got an owner with a bowl cut, but if you're the Raiders right now and you're 2-4 and you just traded away your best offensive weapon and you give an honest assessment of your quarterback room with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell and a head coach that you kept on an interim tag for a while, like what are you building there? And maybe it's time to just tear it all down.
Man, I'm
serious. Because Crosby's going to get you way back more than Davante.
I just think that the trade aspect, like you're discussing, basketball, baseball, yes. Football, you could be good next year.
I
wouldn't want to get rid of a guy that I know could still play for the next 3 to 4 years.
I mean, Washington did it with Sweat last year.
Sweat is not Crosby.
I agree. But Sweat's a good pass rusher.
He ain't Crosby.
When teams recognize it's a rebuild, we don't have anything here, maybe you're better off getting pieces. Maybe you're better off getting assets going forward.
But anyway, they probably got enough pieces already to be able to go make something happen.
They just traded away their best offensive player.
That offensive player wasn't playing for him. He was lying about a hamstring. Yeah, I'd get rid of him too.
It's pretty crazy. Crosby, I wonder what happens there. It'll be interesting. The absolute worst part of that game last night, undoubtedly, the refs. Most combined penalty yardage ever in an NFL game. 22 penalties, over 200 penalty yards.
But, you know, I
there are a lot of fancy
calls,
man. I am
one that kind of I'm not going to go with the real. I go with the NFL. Every year you're changing something, and you're telling them to look at this and look at that and look at this, look at that. They're making the game like baseball was when they took so damn long. Let the football players take care of who wins the game or not, not the referees. It's just like, I got to watch for this, I got to watch for that. You know, I'm looking, what the other day when I watched, was it the Commanders and Ravens? They were about to try to call a horse collar tackle.
Yeah.
When the guy was grabbed at the number.
Yeah.
Mid-back. Come on, dog.
It was the Giants-Bengals game that
night. Giants-Bengals. Yeah. It's nowhere close to a hard scholar. They were going to throw, they threw a flag, and they picked it up. But don't have the referees so scared that they just throwing flags all the damn time.
How about this from, yeah, and maybe we could track down the audio of Rodgers completely throwing his receiver under the bus last night. That happened last night, and they trade for Devontae today. Because you could have gotten that done 3 days ago. The Raiders' comp was pretty well known.
He already knew that it was the trade was in working, and he was going, listen, you piss me off, I'm going to mess with you because I know I got somebody coming.
How about this? This is I'm not going to say the name because they might not want me to. I just got a text from a friend of the program. What number will be greater by year's end, the number of Jets wins or the number of careers killed by Aaron Rodgers? I got it at Rodgers -1.5. Landfill's got a panda update when we return. Nobody goes. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Go anywhere. Devontae Adams is a Jet. J-E-T-S. Jets. Our friend Will Brinson just tweeted out.
Blueberry.
Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Alan Lazard, Nathaniel Hackett. They were all on the Packers in 2021. Now they're all on the Jets. But guys. Aaron Rodgers is not calling the shots in New York.
He's not.
Right?
Yeah. That's
and
what
for
said.
Anybody to suggest that, Landfill, it's patently false. Might be met with a libel suit. How dare you?
Yeah.
I mean.
100% factual.
I just got this from Carman Mike. He said, waiting to hear that they cut Zerline and signed Mason Crosby, the Packers' old kicker. Good luck, man. Who was the white dude that caught a billion touchdowns?
Jordy Nelson?
Yeah, where's Jordy? See what he's up to.
He's a little old. I don't think he's coming back.
All right, we have some unfortunate local news to get to. We have some good local news. You want good or bad first?
Let's go with the good. I mean, I know what the bad is. Let's go with the good.
The Pandas are coming, baby. Landfill's on.
The who?
The Pandas.
Back to the zoo?
Yeah, bud.
I didn't see them when they were here the first time.
You never saw the Pandas?
Hell no.
I saw them.
Cool. I don't know how to go look at no animal. Look at an animal for what?
This is you're anti-zoo?
I don't. I'm not anti-zoo, but I don't see the thrill of walking around looking at something just standing there.
It's cool to see some wild animals. See a lion?
They ain't wild when they're stuck in the damn zoo. Can't go where they want to go when they want to go.
Landfill, were you prepared for B. Mitch's anti-zoo take?
I'm not anti.
I was not.
I have never gone, and I don't want to go. I'll leave that for y'all to go.
You never took your girls when they were little?
No, they probably went with the school or with mine. I'm not going to the zoo. What the hell?
Jeff, how do you feel about the zoo? Are you anti-zoo? I am pro-zoo. I want it to be known.
You need to be in the damn zoo.
I was going to say, I haven't been to the zoo since, like, elementary school.
Sure, but are you anti-zoo?
I wouldn't say I'm anti-zoo. It's just nothing
Nobody
I ever
said
decided.
Nobody said they were anti-zoo. They just don't.
I just
JP,
don't get
we
up
know and... you going everywhere because, like, you know, you better go or you can get beat down.
Let me get you up to speed on the Pandas then, Brian.
Yeah.
Because, yo, I was at Channel 4 all afternoon yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
There's zoo fever in this town. A pair of 3-year-old giant pandas will arrive at the National Zoo today. The male panda, Bao Li, is the offspring of Bao Bao, who was born in D.C. in 2013.
Okay.
My man's 10 years old, already having kids.
I mean, in animal years, maybe 70.
Yeah, panda. I don't know panda timeline. Your timelines. I'm sure the information's available because there's panda fever. FedEx flew the new pair of pandas to the United States via a Panda Express flight. I imagine there's some trademark issues there because the Panda Express restaurant operates all over the country. The pandas' plane touched down at Dulles. My man just landed. They just landed at 9:53 a.m., Brian.
Yep.
Bao Li and King Bao, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. Quing, how would you say Q-I-N-G? Quing? King?
I don't know.
Maybe Landfill the Panda Expert has an update on the name. Bao Li and King Bao, hopefully I'm saying that right, will take a 25-mile drive to the National Zoo in Northwest D.C. and then spend at least 30 days in quarantine before debuting to the public.
Ooh.
Why you gotta quarantine them?
See, I don't know. You supposed to know. You all pro zoo.
Landfill, I'm pro zoo. Landfill's the panda expert. Landfill, why are they quarantining these poor bears?
Because they're more important than human beings. That's the way it's acting.
So they don't get sick, I'm guessing.
If we're so freaked out about China and TikTok and everything else, what if this is all an elaborate ruse?
Hey, man. All I say.
Let's get back to what we know.
Yeah, let's do that.
Shout out to the pandas. Panda fever. John Allen's out for the year. It was wild. I don't know if you heard it. He was on the Junkies this morning driving to his surgery. I want to debunk something off the top here.
Mm-hmm.
There's this notion that maybe they'll be better. They won't. On the super simplest terms, you
where'd that notion come from?
Stupid Twitter. I don't know. Jeff, have you seen that on stupid Twitter?
I haven't been on Twitter this morning.
Okay. Good man. Losing Allen is a blow to the team, undoubtedly. One, you rotate a bunch of defensive linemen. It's one less in the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Allen is a really good player, multi-pro bowler. Losing him hurts, and they already weren't stopping the run that well. Maybe it's more playing time for Mathis and Newton. But then behind them, you're probably going to a practice squatter. It's not just Allen either, B. Dorrance Armstrong, they're talking about a rib oblique thing. Remember, he came out of the Baltimore mm-hmm. game. Javonte Jean-Baptiste, you and I saw him limping in the hallway. That is three guys that have been active for you every week. All you got two edge rushers, one interior guy. But that's not good at a position that wasn't necessarily a strength anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
Dan Quinn did talk about what he could get from Mathis, how Mathis helps him, and kind of what he's going to do you look at the practice squad is probably where they're going to look immediately. And they do have a couple D tackles on there. I'm going to pull up the names.
They kept people around.
Sheldon Day.
That they feel can help them out in situations. And that's the one thing I was like constantly concerned about. Like, if injuries start to pop up, what happens?
Sheldon Day is on the practice squad. And then
Sheldon Day has experience, right?
Yes. Andre Jones Jr., rookie last year, on the practice squad. Efe Obada, they activated. And Efe can play a little inside and as an
outside
edge
as well.
And he can help you as on the edge in run situations too. I'm not saying they can't continue. It's not like the season's over. This is happening around the NFL.
Oh yeah.
But it's not good news. And don't try to warp your mind into some position that is inaccurate.
I mean, the whole thing about it is though, if somebody get hurt, the person that's coming in to play is not thinking I'm going to come in and just be a place filler. He's going to try to show himself too. So you got to have some level of positivity out of it. You know, yes, you got a guy who's experienced who's not playing, who's not going to be playing. And based off of what we've seen, they haven't been playing the level we expect them to play. So somebody's going to have to step in here and do something. They have to scheme it up different or somebody got to play better.
We shall see. Maybe you get more out of Payne. Not good news for Washington. And just on a human level for John, he's been here since what? 18? 17?
He's 6-7 years, something like that, fam?
He's been here for he was drafted in 17. First rounder in 17. The amount of lows the organization has seen in his time, both on and off the field, I was happy for him to get to be in a winning locker room with an exciting young quarterback and just the energy that DQ and the staff have created. And I think they took a load off John, bringing in Wagner, bringing in Luvu, having veteran, like, there wasn't this leadership burden put on John that I kind of think was like marketing driven from years past. Like that wasn't there anymore. And I think that was probably welcomed. I don't know. I hadn't talked to him about that. But
the whole thing about it, man, if you've been around a certain amount of time, you become a leader of a team. That's the way it normally works. So if you've been here the longest and you are a first round pick, people are going to expect you to be a leader.
Dude, we talked about this. I want to be sure I'm right on this. Deron Payne, this past weekend, is the only first-round pick within the last 10. So, Allen, too, but then Allen got hurt. Deron Payne is the only first-round pick of the last 10 years prior to Jaden. So, 23 to 13, still on the roster. Or that was active. Because Davis and Forbes were healthy scratches. Mm-hmm. Jahan's in Philly. Chase is in New Orleans now. Montez in Chicago, Haskins, rest in peace. You got to go back to 18 before you had a first rounder on the field in Deron Payne. That is not that teams are only consist of first round picks, but that is astonishing just to think about. Of their last four, none of them were on the field. And those are guys on rookie deals.
Yeah.
Two healthy scratches, right, two dudes traded away.
Those things are astonishing. But, hey, the people that are here now running the team, they didn't pick all the people.
I get it.
So,
I understand all that. It's just, I mean, dude, you know who was the first rounder before John Allen?
Who?
Doxson. With a D-O-
He was gone quickly.
D-O-C-T-S-O-N.
Yeah, he was out here quick.
I that's an astonishing run of futility, man. It's good God. I want to let you hear from Dan Quinn about exactly what the plan is without John Allen. Ike Reese joins us at 11. I want somebody find me action on Nick Sirianni getting fired because it's coming. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. With the record heat this summer, I know your air conditioner took a beating and your current brand is not cutting it through this humidity. So now is the time to switch to Rude. Take advantage of Rude's $2,000 in tax credits. And Maryland residents, you can even score exclusive rebates from Rude. I personally switched my house over to Rood, and the difference is night and day. So trust me and visit Rood.com to find your savings. That's Rood.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Real quick, putting a bow on this Davante Adams thing. Schefter has the terms from which the third can become a second. He has to be first or second team All-Pro or be on the roster for an AFC title game or a Super Bowl.
They got a third-round pick.
Yeah, that's a third-round pick, dog. Dan Quinn yesterday was, I thought, pretty honest about losing John Allen and kind of what it means. I thought the most interesting thing is what this means for Fedarian Mathis. That's a former second rounder that really hadn't produced much, but now all of a sudden is producing, seems to have a legit opportunity now going forward. Number 12, Landfill, Dan Quinn on Fedarian Mathis's role going forward.
Yeah, I really felt I can feel his length and the strength, you know, especially when he's at the nose tackle. That's where I feel like his best stuff is, the combination blocks. And so sometimes some of his best plays have been when he's taken two and it allows Luvu or Wagner to go. So it may not show up on the stat sheet, but it does show up in the meeting room. And so that's what I love when he plays square and strong and he can get guys locked out. Those are the moments, David, that I see him. I saw it yesterday. You know, there was a power play and Derrick Henry running right in the A-gap, squared, knocked the center back, holding him back, made a tackle. Like, those seem like simple plays, but they're not easy.
Mm. A lot of D-line, unless you're one of the true greats, the way Dexter Lawrence is playing right now, Chris Jones, Aaron Donald before him, a lot of defensive line play doesn't show up in the stat sheet.
Yeah.
Right? And DQ said it there.
Most times it doesn't.
Do you think Mathis could be like a space eater that Luvu and Wagner want?
I think that's what they want him to be. And
I think that's why they kept him over Ridgeway.
Yeah, yeah. And I think moving forward, that's what he's going to have to be. You know, not necessarily what they want, it's what he's going to have to be. And for them to get better play and move forward, they...
So, just hear all this and then draw your own conclusions. Number three, this is obviously Allen's done for the year. This is injuries to the remainder of the D-line, including Dorrance Armstrong.
Yes, sorry, I could give you some feedback. He had like a rib or oblique injury, and so they're doing some more imaging on that today. And Javonte Baptiste also has an ankle injury that, you know, will – hopefully get some more information on that. The x-rays were negative, but certainly dealing with, you know, the type of sprains and, you know, things to go. So we'll take a good look at it, Nikki. But both of them weren't able to finish yesterday. And as they're going to, you know, go through the images and stuff tonight and tomorrow, we'll have a better sense for where they are in the days ahead. But definitely was a hard afternoon on the D-line on some injuries. And, yeah, that was hard.
Ain't good. Hard afternoon on the D-line, and then you add injuries. This is football. This
the
is next
thing,
man up.
You know, those are a little different. The oblique, what is it? Is it just a strain or tear? It's depending on how serious that is. So I don't look at it as John's out for the season. The other guys, you don't know. It could be a week. Could not be a week.
You know, they thought they were going to get Farrell back earlier than they did. Injuries happen, man. That's the league. Quinn would go on to talk about that he and AP are going to have to kind of – there's going to be some roster moves, undoubtedly.
Of course.
I mean, you're going to have Allen's roster spot, if nothing else. Mm-hmm. This is a track, I would assume. If you got Armstrong missing time, like you're going to need another pass rusher. Maybe that puts Jamin on the active roster. I am fatigued with the Jamin and Forbes discussion. A lot of people aren't. I understand because of the draft position, you wish those guys could help.
Hey, man, if they end up on the field, they need to produce. Point blank.
I did – give me 13, Landfill, because there's been a lot of discussion about Seibert, who by and large has been excellent. Dan Quinn asked about fourth down decision making, because they are 9 for 9 on the year. Like, they're very effective on fourth downs. DQ talking fourth downs and Seibert, the kicker.
Yeah, it was. It's a big deal, and you're right, because you've had a front row seat at some of the turbulence that we've had into that space. And so yesterday we had missed the one at the end of the half, but no one coming back out. We gave him a chance that I think it might have been a career long going, you know, in that direction. And so we wanted to say, man, like, we have belief in you, and go hit it like you have, because he's really done an excellent job here in practice of being detailed and on it. So I wanted him to know that there was no less belief on a long kick than there would be on the next one. And so it was as much belief as it was, this the right call to make into this bait. But I also wanted, it might have been a little bit of a stretch further than we had allotted to, but I thought this is the right time to push someone and to tell them there's belief there.
You like that?
Yeah. I don't know why people are questioning Seibert. We've had guys here that were missing all the damn time. He missed one. That was tipped. What is it? I mean, can people not be so butthurt that the guy that they like is gone?
Landville, Seibert is the kicker. Kicker is cool. Case closed.
Yeah, I'm not that worried.
Considering Jeffrey, case closed, the kicker for you?
Yeah, I'm not worried about him at all, man.
I like him. And, dude, he's a calm, cool dude. Like, when you see...
He works at it, man. I watched that guy. He kicks so many damn kicks in pregame. Like, he lines up on the end line, and he tries to kick it straight down the line, and he doesn't waver no more than 2-3 yards. And if you're aiming down the middle of the upright and you keep hitting them like that, they're going inside the uprights, right?
It is interesting because you watch more and more kickers kind of play the fade or the draw. They got action on it. He is pretty straight.
Mm-hmm. And he'll play it, playing like if the wind pushes a little bit or not. And when you hit a ball straight, sometimes you hit a little right or left of where you're aiming. So,
I think we're ready to retire the kicker conversation. Seibert's the guy. Until
smart people are ready
proven
to retire.
Otherwise, I'm just going to give you the numbers. He's 15 of 16, and he's made a 55-yarder. Oh, and by the way, hasn't missed a single extra point.
Yeah.
He's 15 of 15 for the extra points.
So those that's who been are a discussing that here. Is trying to force an issue. That's all that is.
DQs, a lot of times coaches lie. They just say what needs to be said. I think he's telling the truth there. When we come back, speaking of coaches lying or saying what needs to be said, what the hell's going on in Philadelphia? Always great to check in with our friend Ike Reese. And then at noon, you get to be the GM. Everybody's got trades. Amek won't stop texting me about Buda Baker. People are mad they didn't go get Devontae Adams. Who's the other receiver out there? Who's the D lineman you want now? They got a hole. You get to be the GM. You get to pitch your trade ideas to me and Dr. No, Brian Mitchell.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.